Leaders on the left in both the House and Senate are largely embracing Governor John Carney's plan to hike the personal income tax across the board. There's one caveat, though. They want to tack on a new bracket for those earning more than $150,000 a year. In all, it would raise about $68 million next year and more than $210 million in fiscal year 2019.
Sometimes we put too much of the burden on middle class and lower class, and I think this is an opportunity to say that there is a shared cost, and the wealthy also have to be a part of that solution.
That's House Majority Leader Valerie Longhurst. Her bill would only increase the difference between the top two tax brackets by 0.15%, the smallest leap among all brackets across the spectrum. That has one of the more liberal members of Longhurst's caucus raising his hackles. A proposal from Representative John Kowalko would lower each existing bracket by a small amount and create two new brackets with significantly higher tax rates.
I consider it to be a concession, an abject surrender of any kind of potential for a progressive tax structure which will relieve the revenue situation in a more stable way for years to come.
Even though Democrats need Republican support to pass any kind of tax increase, Kowalko says starting at such a low threshold during negotiations is like showing your hand at a poker table. Longhurst says nothing is set in stone right now.
Everything's fluid. Right now, in the next 3 weeks, everything down here is fluid.
GOP lawmakers, on the other hand, say they want to fundamentally change how Delaware budgets its money. Part of that includes studying how to shave off some of the $765 million the state pays for Medicaid benefits. Also up for grabs is looking at consolidating school districts. Senate Minority Leader Gary Simpson says they also want a more significant way to rein in spending, rather than simply spending 98% of projected revenues each year like they do now.
We're proposing a new fiscal framework by which we use a combination of economic growth, income growth, population growth, and inflation to govern our spending growth.
Longhurst says she and other Democrats are on board with those points, but they aren't as keen on dropping prevailing wage requirements for school districts and local governments. That could become a sticking point as the end of this year's legislative calendar, June 30th, looms closer. A failure to embrace the plan as a whole, says Senate Minority Whip Greg Lavelle, could prompt another stalemate between party leaders.
We need to do all of these things because spending more money and increasing taxes is the same old can that gets kicked down the road. It's not new and it's not systemic.
All of these negotiations have preempted the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee from kicking out a spending plan. Democratic leadership blocked JFC leaders from cutting the budget 2 weeks ago after blowback from constituents. They say they wanted to solidify a full tax plan before making such unpopular cuts, though Republicans accused them of being disingenuous. Reacting to the Republicans' press conference on Tuesday, House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf said such cuts would have a devastating effect on Delawareans' daily lives.
I honestly feel like they're trying to make us into a third world type state, where we don't provide services for our people, where we don't provide a good education for our kids.
Governor John Carney had his doubts about the recent JFC cuts too, but his response to this latest budget dust-up was more even-keeled.
My focus is primarily on a personal income tax package that'll pass.
He says he'd support Longhurst's bill, but warns the final budget that arrives on his desk can't be like a beat-up tire, patched from all sides by one-time fixes, or else he might veto it.
I'm not going to accept something that uses some kind of gimmick to get us through June 30th. We've got plenty of time between now and then to thoughtfully go through, cuts in revenue.
James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.